Okay, now we're getting to the framing and adding elements. Following the rule of thirds, this is one of the things that people mess up on all the time. It's just, it's a concept, even when I tell people this, they still don't get it for a long time, that you don't have to be in the dead middle of a picture. When you take a picture, it's actually best not to have your subject right in the dead center of it. And there's photographers use something called the rule of thirds, and it's putting yourself off center either in the first third or two thirds of the frame. So in this one, I'm pretty much in the first third of the picture where my body is. It's not in the dead center. I'm off into the third of it. This works so much better than being in the center. It's the center is what you usually use, like in school pictures or old family pictures where everybody has to be centered up. You want to add an interesting element to it, and putting somebody off center just will draw attention to it. Getting other stuff into the shot. Scenery makes the shot more interesting. You can see in this one, this was a picture I think taken like in a dark with a BlackBerry at the time of all things. So this is me at the 2011 Grammy Awards, and you can see the Grammy logo in the back and all the lights going on and people having a party. So this was an interesting shot that tells a story about me doing something fun. So you want to put these elements into pictures. So if anything you can find to put into the images you're taking or pictures you're taking to tell a story of where you are, if you're, say you're at the zoo with a family, getting your animal in the background, having your kid in the first third, and getting the elephant in the back third is more interesting than having just a picture zoomed in of your kid, which is good. I mean, I like pictures of my kid also, but you want to have interesting pictures that tell stories, and this is one of the components. Don't be scared of close-ups. That they're interesting, and they can be smoothed out in editing. When I show you the stuff we do in editing, don't worry about having wrinkles or blemishes. Those all can be smoothed out without any problem at all. But you can see how cool this is. It's zoomed in. This is a very, very close picture on the two of us. But it's one that people liked, and this is actually one of my favorite pictures of me and my son. It's I get a lot of comments on this one. So do that you want your pictures to all to look different. You want some where you're further away, you've got stuff going on in the background. You want some where you're zoomed in really close. You just want all these pictures to be different. When people are scrolling through, they'll see different things. You don't want to get into one style you're doing all the time. And think outside the box. Again, I've mentioned this before, don't make them look like school pictures. You can see this one is, my face isn't even in the picture. My face is completely covered up. This breaks the rule that a lot of people use when taking pictures. If this was them, they'd want just a picture of them with their kid both looking at the camera, smiling, and in the dead center. This one, you don't even see me. It's more of a picture of my son with the tattoo. This one, it's a picture of a guy in a woman with a picture of they're taking a picture of them in the reflection of a lid on a pot while they're cooking. This one's just a picture of a woman's shoes. These are all interesting. I just think about this being a profile picture. This is a brilliant, really cool profile picture that kind of tells a story and is much more interesting. It's a guy doing something really interesting with the $5 bill. And this is another one of my favorite ones. It's, I'm not even in the picture completely. I'm halfway in. And my kids in the background looking up at me. These are things that aren't typical profile pictures, but these really work and they add a level of interest to it. Now, pictures like this one don't just pop out like this. This took some editing. So what I'm going over now is how to edit pictures where they look like this so they'll really stand out and look professional.